together. This week we have an exciting thing going on all week long. We have music camp going on, and I understand our music dude would like to have something to say about that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm real excited. It's going to be a thrilling experience. I think we have 23 kids signed up for music camp. That's awesome. And a bunch of adults helping out. I just wanted to announce to all of you, if you're available Friday at 11:30, I think the going service will be ambiguous. But it will be 11:30. Please feel free to come back to fellowship hall and watch the kids do their closing concert. I have a Melodic skit yet, but I know the concert's going to be great.
11:30 on Friday. Great. All right, great. Our youth have been on numerous mission activities and trips this year and this summer, and tonight is the shareholders' dinner to learn about those, and I'm going to let Sarah talk about that one. Sarah,
yes.
I think you need to make one more announcement. I think you need to tell people where you're going tomorrow and what you're doing. If we can, let's prepare for our worship. Thank you. Christ. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, abounding in steadfast love toward us, healing the sick and raising the dead, showering us with every good gift.
Amen.
Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God, confessing our sin. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sins hurt others and diminish us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sin. We bring these also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds. Forgive us our sins and free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The Apostle Paul assures us, when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ, nailing the record of our sins to the cross. Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Be at peace and tell everyone how much God has done for you. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may be ready to receive you wherever you appear. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Seated and with the children, please come forward. I was going to show a picture of my little dog Angel because she is the timidest dog I have ever seen. If you make any noise, she runs and hides. And I was going to start off talking about that by talking about how good y'all just sang the hymn of praise, folks. Y'all did great. Y'all would have had Angel under the pew. And you're going to come up. He would want to see. I even brought it multimedia. Look at this. There's Angel. See her? Yeah. Y'all see Angel? Aww. When you go in the backyard with the lawnmower, she hides. Anytime, if I were to go up out there and just stomp my foot, she would go hide. She does not. This is all a result of July 4th. She does not like July 4th. So anyway, and all the fireworks and all the booms and bangs, and so she goes and hides. But in our gospel lesson today, Jesus says that we don't have anything to be afraid of because he will always take care of us and we belong to him. So that's what I wanted you to remember today. Angel doesn't know that. Your dogs are scared of fireworks too. Yeah. Well, that's really, Angel still hadn't gotten over July 4th, so she's hiding from everything. So that's what I wanted you to remember today. Okay? All right, can we pray real quick? Can you fix your hands? Okay. We'll pray anyway, all right? Dear Jesus, help us not to be afraid and to know that we are in your hands now and always. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, as this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For the people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeing a homeland. If they had not been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you,
O Christ. Two young boys were spending the night at their grandparents' house. At bedtime, the two boys knelt beside their beds to say their prayers, and the youngest one began praying at the top of his lungs. "I pray for a new bicycle. I pray for a new Nintendo. I pray for a new DVD player." The older brother leaned over and nudged the younger brother and said, "Why are you shouting your prayers? God isn't deaf." To which the little brother replied, "No, but Grandma is." Maybe we all do a little of that, offering our prayers to God with loud and insistent requests of what we want God to do for us. But for the past couple of weeks, we've been going through the Lord's Prayer together, and perhaps what we have found is a different way of praying, a way that looks beyond ourselves, a way of praying in trust of God, a way that seeks to align our desires with God's desires for us. And today, as we turn to the last half of the prayer, we begin to look at the things that Jesus seems to suggest we ought to ask God for. Remember, as we do this, that we're using the small catechism in the back of your hymnal as we go through this. So if you would, please turn to page 1163 in the back of your book, 1163. And also, you might remember as you find that, that I'll read the introduction, you read the prayer petition, I'll read the questions, and you read the explanation, and we start with the fourth petition. The fourth petition. Give us today our daily bread. What is this, or what does this mean? What then does daily bread mean? Wow, it's not just food. Did you notice that? Rather, Luther says that what we pray for here is, in essence, all of God's blessings, and that we recognize them as blessings and offer God our thanksgiving and praise. And what's more, maybe you notice that many of the things Luther listed aren't things at all. Instead, they're qualities that make our lives so rich. Things like peace, a good spouse and family, good government, and more. So often we take those things for granted. Perhaps this petition is more about recognizing God's gifts to us and offering thanks than asking for what we want or hope for. God knows that we need all these things. And in love, he blesses us with them. But let me remind you of what we talked about just a couple of weeks ago. It's our Father, not my Father. You see, when we pray that we have and recognize all these blessings from God, we aren't praying just for ourselves, but for all people everywhere. Our prayer is that those blessings and benefits we hope for in our lives might be shared by all people. It's a prayer for justice and peace and economic equity over all the world. And for that to happen, we might have to change. And the openness and willingness to do that is part of our prayer too. The fifth petition. What is this, or what does this mean? This petition is one that seems to gather a lot of attention. but it's also one of the most misunderstood. When we read it at first, it seems to say, Father, forgive us in the same way that we forgive others. Is that what you want? I don't really think so. I don't think we want God to give us the same kind of forgiveness that we offer to others. Well, Luther was convinced that the direction of our relationship with God is always first from God to us. In other words, grace always initiates with God and moves toward us. It happens over and over and over in the Bible. When something happens, it was started not by people, but by God. So Luther understood the tiny word as in the petition to mean so that. Forgive us our sins so that we forgive others. In other words, forgive us. And then once we have received the grace of your forgiveness, we are empowered and freed and led to offer forgiveness to others in our lives. That's what we pray here. The sixth petition. What is this, or what does this mean? The hymn we've been singing as our hymn of the day, both last week and today, is the hymn called Our Father God in Heaven Above. It isn't your hymnal, it's hymn 747 in your book, and it's probably not a hymn you've sung before, and Jim has changed the tune to make it a bit more accessible to us. Martin Luther wrote this hymn as a meditation on the Lord's Prayer. And he talks about this petition in verse 7. And here's what we pray for. In time of trial, rescue us. Let your word give success to us when on our left and on our right temptations challenge us to fight. Your spirit be the armor strong that steels our faith to right the wrong. The seventh petition. What is this, or what does this mean? Perhaps the best way to think of this last petition is that it is simply a prayer for trust. We throw ourselves on the mercy of God. It's a prayer to acknowledge that we belong to God, that we are in God's hands of love and care, and that we can lean back in peace and security in His love and grace for us. After all this, we are reminded that we are embraced forever in God's care and that we can trust in God always. Conclusion. What is this, or what does this mean? If you look at the places in the Bible where the Lord's Prayer is found, you won't find this part of the prayer. This part is called a doxology, or praise of God, that we have added to finish out the prayer. And the Amen is our affirmation that what we have prayed is indeed God's desire for us and our desire as well. Once there was a man who needed some supplies from a Sunday school cupboard that was seldom used and was secured with a combination lock. He didn't know the combination, but the pastor offered to give it a try. The pastor placed his fingers on the lock's dial and raised his eyes heavenward for a moment. Then he confidently spun the dial and opened the lock. Well, when he saw how impressed the man was with this demonstration of faith, he smiled and confided, "The numbers are written on the ceiling." May we look heavenward, not just with our eyes, but also our hearts. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, you love us with an unending love. Sometimes the generosity of your grace seems to overwhelm us. When all our world goes wrong, help us to know that you are with us and that you never forsake us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us all, that we might be alive in our faith and faithful in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Savior, in our lost and confusing world, we pray for wisdom. We pray for courage. We pray for understanding and patience. Give us discernment of your word and your way, and fill us with a strong measure of love for one another. In your power and grace, unite us as one family in you. Lord, in your mercy. God of all, we are ashamed to be so concerned about issues that divide us when there are so many people who so clearly need to see and experience your love through us. Bless the hungry, those trapped in poverty, those devastated by war and violence. Bless the sick, the sorrowed, the lonely, the afraid, and the forgotten. Be with all in need, loving God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace together.
us pray.
God of mercy and grace, the eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to the help of all we need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. O God, as a mother comforts her child, so you comfort your people, carrying us in your arms and satisfying us with this food and drink, the body and blood of Christ. Send us now as your disciples, announcing peace and proclaiming that the reign of God has come near. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.